From KUOW, 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Amazon chieftain Jeff Bezos' purchase of the Washington Post for $250 million has people wondering what the digital entrepreneur plans to do with the legendary newspaper. Alan Mutter is uniquely qualified to speculate. He's a former newspaper editor, a Silicon Valley CEO who now consults on new media ventures involving journalism and technology. Mutter is on the adjunct faculty of the Graduate School of Journalism at the University of California at Berkeley, and his blog is called Reflections of a Newsosaur, in which he shares his fears that news-gathering companies are stumbling into distinction. Alan Mutter, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
Based on what Jeff Bezos has done and where the Washington Post is now, how might he be able to innovate?
Well, of course, nobody really knows. This was a shocking development yesterday. But what's exciting about this for those of us who care about the news and newspapers is that this is the first time a digital native has stepped up to buy and presumably will run a newspaper publishing company. And so he may very well take many of the lessons he has learned in building Amazon and bring some of them over to newspapers, which are pretty much in need of innovation in the digital era.
Alan, you point out that Bezos knows far more about data marketing and analytics than maybe anyone. How can he apply those skills to journalism without it devolving into clicks over quality?
Well, I think that the number one thing that modern consumers are looking for is to get as much information as they possibly can get, as fast as they can get it, about things that they care about. And one of the things that Amazon has pioneered is personalization of product offerings. So if you happen to pick up a book on golf, you'll suddenly start seeing lots of other books about golf. I think that using some of this intelligence, this business intelligence, to help personalize and enrich the experience for readers of the Washington Post or other publications would be a huge leap forward in terms of improving their relevance, their audience, and down the way, their revenue growth. Because if people are served up interesting ads or offers that match what they happen to want to buy or look at the moment, they're more likely to buy the products or click on the ads. Now, what this means is that if you improve the health of these organizations financially, you can afford to invest more money in journalism. And one of the sad things that we've seen in the last half decade or so is that one out of every three newspaper journalists in this country has lost her or his job because the companies can't afford to pay them. Newspapers have lost half of their advertising revenues since 2005. So if we make the business healthier, we're going to get more and better journalism, and that's a good thing.
There are some who believe that the motive here actually is to advance the lobbying interests of Amazon in Washington, D.C. by owning the Washington Post. Do you think that's true? And even if it is true, might it outweigh what Jeff Bezos could bring to this struggling media company?
Well, every newspaper owner throughout history has had a personal point of view, has had certain political and or commercial interests. So, you know, the Chicago Tribune tried to keep the United States out of World War II up until the day after Pearl Harbor. The Chandler family used the power of the Los Angeles Times to divert water from Northern California to Southern California, and not just any place in Southern California, but to land that they owned. So there's nothing new about a newspaper owner having certain political or commercial interests that he or she may try to advance in the paper. But most people who are smart enough and wealthy enough to own newspapers are also smart enough and wealthy enough to know that they have to sustain the credibility of those publications. And I think that the desire to preserve the reputation and enhance the reputation of the Washington Post and the Seattle Times would make publishers be careful about how they utilize the power that they have by virtue of owning a press.
Finally, Alan, outgoing Seattle Times executive editor Dave Boardman said on this show last week that within a decade, he sees the daily paper gone, and in its place a big fat Sunday paper that we might read for an entire work and all the content delivered digitally between Sundays. Do you think that's a probable outcome?
Well, we're already moving in that direction in places like Portland, where they're going to be cutting down the number of days that they print papers and deliver them, saying things already happened in New Orleans. So there are parts of the country where we've started pulling back on paper every day of the week. So it's not at all far-fetched to imagine that someday there will be only certain days or no days of the week that there's a print product. I think publishers will continue to use print as long as it's a valuable business to them. But clearly, every publisher that I'm aware of, and I guess I know most of them, knows that they have to make plans to be successful in the digital world, and they can no longer rely on the ancient print model, which, by the way, is older than both of us put together. It's been around for centuries.
Alan, I should have asked you this at the beginning. Your job is consulting with people on journalism and digital media. Have you gotten a call from Jeff Bezos asking you to work on this?
I hope he's listening, and he calls.
Thanks so much for speaking to us, Alan Mutter. You can read his blog called Reflections of a Newsosaur, reflecting his experience in the newspaper business and also as a Silicon Valley CEO.